Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tuf Kuf Zayin, which deals a lot with ovens on Yontif. And we begin on the very top line with the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Mutter Listom Piatanur, you're allowed to go and plug up, seal an oven on Yontif, Betit Uverefesh, with clay and mud. But it has to be taken from the banks of the river, as we'll see. That mud is, so to say, prepared, because it's always muddy. You don't have to do anything to it. It has to have been muddy from yesterday. In other words, it has to have been prepared from yesterday. Or alternatively, you made a mark in it. You made some sort of a simon in it to show that you'll be making it from the day before. And you put it to one side, and therefore it is allowed to be used on Yontif. However, avol gabel tit biyontif, but to actually go and knead this mud on yontif, that's not allowed. Now, let's understand this by looking at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Vav. So you're allowed to go seal your oven. Mishnah Berurah explains kigon erev Shabbos shechol biyontif. For example, this is an erev Shabbos that's on yontif. So you're dealing here with Friday yontif. Shetzorich lahat ben hatashil lelamacha. You want to keep the food hot, insulated for tomorrow. So you want to seal your oven so it shouldn't leak out the heat. Or obiyantiv gufa, or do this on yantiv itself. You want the item to cook, overcook, and like a challenge, you want it to last and get overcooked. So therefore, you want to seal in the heat of the oven, and you're allowed to do this. But you're only allowed to do this in the way that the Mechaber explained. Betit v'refesh al sfas anahar. You have to use the mud or the clay that's on the riverbank. Sivkat lam zayin, the Mishnah explains, shemipnei rov hamayim, because there's so much water over there, matsui sheheim mirukachim, they're going to be already soft and muddy already. You don't have to knead them. The kneading would be a problem. So therefore, it's already kneaded, and therefore, you're allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, or even though you have to smear it on to the oven, in order to seal it off, and the smearing it on, this wiping and rubbing it on, that's an avalacha. How are you allowed to do that? Nevertheless, meruach shiny, this smearing it on is allowed. Shiev sholasos meir yontif. You can't do this before yontif starts because the oven can't be closed then. The food's not inside yet. Umutal tzarech achila. And therefore, this is pure ochel nefesh. There's no other way to do this. Yev sholasos, you couldn't have done it beforehand. So therefore, you're allowed to do this on yontif. Just like you can use a fire. That's cooking. That's an av malach as well. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do this for ochel nefesh. So too, the smearing on of this mud to seal in the heat in the oven is allowed even on yontif. Sivkat lamed ches. The qualification the Mechaber gave us, however, v'hu she'rikicho me'emesh. It had to have been muddy, so to say, beforehand. Rikicho literally means it's softened. In other words, it's muddy. It's not hard ground. It's already a muddy type of consistency. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us here in Sivkat Lamed Ches, haloshim megumgum. The language that the Mechaber used is a little bit of a jumble over here. It's a little bit mixed up, as we'll explain in a moment in Bir Halacha. Da, Irina and Bir Merukach, we are talking already that it is Merukach. It's already soft, muddy type of a consistency. And he says, Ayin and the Bir Halacha, Mashik HaSavazah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I will explain this in the Bir Halacha. And you look in Dibra Masko, V'hu Shirikho Me'emesh, it's a long Bir Halacha, we don't go through the whole thing, but he says that this is actually a jumble over here of two different opinions. And he says, Hinei Divrei HaMechaber, the Mechaber writes over here, Reishisom, the first part, that's Divrei HaRambam. That's the first part that you can use this Tit and Refesh Asfas HaNohar. That's the first part is the Rambam. The Sofam, the second part, that's really Pirish Rashi, Heim Divrei Rashi. And he says, Vitema, it says very surprising, Shirkivam Yachad. He combined them over here as if they're one statement. Ubemes Dvarim Nifradim him. They're two separate statements over here. They're two separate opinions in terms of what the mud has to have in order to be able to be used on Yontif. It has to be, according to the Rambam, that it was from the Sfas and the Ar. So therefore, it's all really prepared. And then you have the opinion of Rashi that Vuhushiricho Mamish, that you made it into mud beforehand, O Asa Bosimen, or you had this mud that was there, and you designated it. You have to do something to remove it from being muktzah. So in this situation, it's really two opinions over here. He goes through an arichas to explain this, and he says at the end, on my own, I would have said, if I wasn't afraid to say so, I would have said that it's not like a printing error over here, but he says, lulei, or esi, if I wasn't afraid to say it, ha'yisi omer, shetzorech lomar, v'asa bo simen, hainu, shechosha, shemachar, but let's say it's gam l'das Rashi, that the second part there Really, it's the Rambam. But he says, well, we don't want to ignore Shitas Rashi. We should be Choshish Shitas Rashi. So he throws that in as well. Okay. In any event, the bottom line is that the mud has to be prepared, because if the mud isn't prepared in some way beforehand, you're not allowed to knead it, that's for sure, but it also is a problem of muktza. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Lamites, Oasav Osimon Mishom Hachana, you have to make it prepared. You have to have it prepared. You can't just have it be muktza and then use it on Yontif. And in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost Nun Hei, he brings down, this is the opinion of the Levush. Why do I mention this? Because in a moment we're going to bring down that he's going to support the Levush from the next statement. And that you read in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem, Di Lav Hachi, if it wasn't set aside, V'nitko L'tzad Acher, Ose Guma B'nitiloso. He brings out from the Bach that you're going to take it out from the ground, you're going to make a hole, and you're not allowed to make a hole. So therefore, you have to have it Nitko L'tzad Acher, you have to put it aside, and this way, it won't have a problem of making a hole on Yontif. Now, Oberefesh Otit Merukach, if you have this soft clay or mud over here, Sheberuchov, that's on the side of the road, Shetlushim Heminakark, and it's not attached to the ground, so then Dasa Mogin Avram, Shein Sarach Shum Simon Venituk. Then there's no problem of making a hole because it's not attached to the ground, and you don't even have to make a simon on it. Rock, what do you have to do? Shiadaito Alayu, Mayor of Yontif. You just have to have in mind that you're going to use this. Liston Behem Piatanu, to go seal off the oven to keep the heat inside. And then he brings down Omei Halavush Mashma Shein Lechalik Bazeh, and he says the Lavush Ein Lechalik Bazeh. It doesn't make such a distinction. And Ayin the Bir Halacha Sheveinu Raya LeDibri Lavush. And if you look in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel VeNitko LeTzad Acher, the Chofetz Chaim brings a Raya to this Lavush. What do we mean? So if you look in this Bir Halacha, he brings down. He quotes what he just said about the Mogen Avraham that says, Ain't sorrow shum sima venituk if it's mud on the side of the road. And he says, Ube emes, kivish mashik osam del el, in the Bir Halacha, in the previous Bir Halacha, where he explained the machlokis Rashi and the Rambam. So, befirish divri Rambam, gam ki mucha chochi, that's based upon the Rambam. Doha, iu peirash, because the Rambam had said, Araxo de pras samchino, we rely upon the river of the pras, the Euphrates River, to make the mud. And therefore, mishum muktza, it would be a problem of muktza, alma, the rak somik bedaito, as long as you have in mind to use it, dayo mafuki mimuktza. If you just have a machshava on using it, that's enough. However, he says, the kashal says, it's a problem. Dafilu neima, even if you want to say, the machshava motziya midei muktza, that just the thought alone could remove it from muktza by designating in your mind that you're going to use it, v'lo boyina maisa, and you don't have to do an actual maisa. Nevertheless, mikom makom lo mahani zil inyan ofer v'tit, that won't work for the dirt and the mud, Sheberuchov, or Asasanar, that's on the side of the road or by the riverbank, or Bavade Betelim Hemagabi Karka, because they're subordinate to the ground and they're not considered prepared. You can't just say so. The Machnas Adam Maloku Paso, often Mibojum, even when you bring in dirt from the street, Umiyachet Lem Kerem Zovis, and you designate a special place for it, Umutal Shtamish Chot Sarko Behem, and you're allowed to use it for anything, that's only Hare, Thou Koponim Tsarukli Yachet Lem Mokub. You have to set up a separate corner for it, like the Morin Shabbos told us. The dinzehu aliba demandiyam the machshiv motziyam de muktzah. That's even according to opinion says that just the thought alone can make it no longer muktzah, because according to mandiyam that you have to do a ma'isa in order to take it out from being muktzah. So that you designate a corner for it wouldn't be enough. You need a ma'isa. So even when machshav is good enough, you have to do something to designate it. And therefore, even according to the opinion, it says a machshava alone is enough to take it out of the status of being muktza. You still have to bring it inside and designate a place for it. Because if you don't do that, then it's not even called machshava. Lo mikre machshava klal. That's what he says. And he brings down, hatit tolush, even though if the mud is not attached to the ground on the side of the road, you have to put it in a special place, not just by, in your mind, designating it. And that's exactly what the Levush said. And therefore he says, and that's the raya, he says, this is the raya over here to the Levush. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Mem Aleph, and he says, but you're not allowed to knead it. That you're not allowed to do. Aval gabel tit biyontiv is osur. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Aleph says, yesh shekos watam. The reasoning is as follows. You see, in the Shaar HaTzion Os Nun Vav, there's the opinion of the Rashba in his Chidushim, as well as the Meiri. The reason is, the gibul zeh listo matanur, that you're kneading over here to seal in the heat in the oven, hu rak machshir yachol nefesh. The kneading of the mud is only machshir yachol nefesh. She'ein amuter rak b'yev shalatzos mi'er yantiv. And that, you're only allowed to do if you couldn't have done it before yantiv. So yes, you couldn't seal the oven on Erev Yantiv. You have to put the food into it on Yantiv and cook it, and then you want to seal it, but you could definitely have made the mud. You certainly could have made the mud on Erev Yantiv. And according to this, therefore, there's a regular Issa Torah of Gibel, of kneading on Yantiv. You wouldn't be allowed to do this. Now, the Chavetz Chaim and the Sharon Tzion, Ost Nun Zayin, adds, according to this, in Givlo Me'erev Yantiv, you did do this on Erev Yantiv, and then Ulamacha Nisyabe Shatit, it dried up, so it's no longer mud. For example, the hot summer days could go and be Me'a Kayitz. So Efshu, in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, the Chavetz Chaim suggests, Efshu, maybe the Mutar Shapel Govlo, that you could need it again, or Al Koponim Litin Mayim Betit, or at least to put some water into it, Lelach Lechlo, in order to make it softer, to make it muddier. However, he brings this down from the Ola Shabbos, Ola Shabbos Heyuzet, but Ella the Koshelo, Lefi Svaras Haran, Vinisha Vatzorchian. He says, I'm not sure that that's right, and he says, B'emes Ushtei Shitos, there are actually two opinions over here, O Machba Shaposkim, Evi, O Kolasor, B'chod the Machta, since it's only brought down as one thing, do not do Gibel, that's why there may be a Tzorach Ian over here. There are many different opinions he brings down as to what the Halacha is in that situation where it was prepared before and it got dried. And in fact, in the next bir halacha, aval the gabal tit biyontiv is aser. He brings down ayin the rosh the mukach mina. He says he brings a raya from here. Dafilu kfar nosan alav mayim ibojom. Even if you did make it muddy beforehand, dafilu halacha aser biyontiv legabal. You're still not allowed to need it on yontiv, even if the water was added beforehand. Back to Mishnah Berurah. Then he brings down v'yesh kosvu. He now brings down an opinion. In Osnun Ches and the Sharetzion, this is in the name of the Ra'ah and the Ran, that is a little bit more machmir about the Gibel. He says, technically, he says, Yeshikosu, the list on my Tanner, in order to go seal off the Tanner, Kadeshi is Bashal or Kadeshi is Stamika Michael, that's perfectly allowed to seal off the Tanner in order to food should cook or should overcook. That's allowed. That's Mikriyoko Nefesh Gufke Kehavara. That's perfectly permissible. So one might have thought, therefore, that you should be able to go and do the Gibel for this. So he says, no, you can't. Afilohi Osu Chacham, you're not allowed to do the Gibel, you're not allowed to do the kneading over here, Bishum the Yomer, because people are going to see you doing the kneading and they're going to say the Megabal Abinyan, that you're doing this for building purposes, that's why you're kneading this to make it into bricks, and therefore it's not allowed. Therefore, in the Sharet Zion, Osama, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, according to this opinion of the Ra'ah and the Ran, Afilu Gibel Meyesmon, even if you had already kneaded it yesterday and it got dried out, the Nisiabesh, like we just spoke about, Lamoch Rosso, Gamkein also legato. Even on Yontif, though, if it was already needed, you wouldn't be allowed to need it again. Or even to put water into it. Because according to this, it looks like you're doing it for binyan purposes. But he does bring down by the Akum Yeshlokal, a non-Jewish person doing this, we'd be allowed to, because this is a shvus de shvus, letzorach Yontif, and you'd be allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, what about the fact that Ein Lisha Achar Lisha, you already kneaded it on the day before, so how come when you add water or want to knead it again on Yontif, if it dried up, why should you be allowed to do that? So he brings down in the Bir Halacha, Shekivin Sha'al Yidei Ha'eruv, Megavel Oso, by mixing it together and kneading it, Oso Bo Lisha Gemura, that's a brand new Lisha, that's not Lisha Achar Lisha, it wasn't there before, and Shalosh Somi called them, and therefore, that you'll be Chayiv. Mr. Bruce of Kotten Membe says that you're not allowed to go and make it into tit, into this mud. Vua didn't offer. Likewise, you wouldn't be allowed to go and take dirt, devar gibelhu, and use that as well, because that also would be something that would be bar gibel. It could be mixed, it would be needed, and there would be the same isser involved, not only with mud. In the Sharet Zion, Osam Mechalef, he brings down, afilu yesh lo tit o offer muchan meve. So even if it's prepared tit or offer, Elosh emivation, but it's dried out. And you just want to add water to it. Gamkin also will also be osir because the harbi poskim posku kirebi the nesinas mayim zegibul, because the adding of the water, that's the gibul. And he says, I feel Rav Yosi Rehuda istaver the isur al koponim ikur. There still is an isur over here, even according to their more makel opinion. The issue footnote number 31 brings down haminog lahachmir kidvar that we. Machmer over here like this was brought down in the name of the Bala Trumos, and Mr. Brewer brings it down in Simon Shin Chof Aleph, that we are no hag to be Machmer in this situation, not to add water to it once it dried up, and we don't allow you to do the Gibel in this situation by adding the water. And he says in the issue foot number 32, to go and urinate into this mud. So he brings down also in Simon Shin Chof Aleph Sha'asu, you're not allowed to do this, even according to the Mekel opinion of Yosef Yehuda. And the reasoning is because Betam Ha'isa Litin Mayim Lefi Rav Yosef Yehuda. shechashishu rabbanon shema yavo legavel, because if you go and urinate it, you may come to end up doing the kneading, and therefore don't even go pour the water or urine into it. Now we conclude the Ramah. The Ramah says, umut legabel efer listom bo piatana, but you can't take ashes, we'll see what type of ashes in a moment, and seal off the tana with ashes on yontif. Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot min gimel. Certainly, according to Man the Yomer, it says there's never a problem of gibul with ashes because they don't really mix together, they don't really get kneaded well together, and therefore there is no isser in gibul. According to that Man the Yomer, of course you can seal off the oven with the ashes mixed in with water because that's not a problem of kneading, so therefore there's no reason not to do it. Bavadi Shari. But he says, El afilu leman the Yomer, even according to the Man the Yomer in the Gemara, that tells us, the Amar B'Gemara, the B'Dover She'eno Bar Gibul, even if it's not something that's normally needed together, Kigon Be'efer, like these ashes, Mishor She'nosem Bo'mayim, as soon as you put in water to them, they in fact do become Oser with Gibul, Chayev. Even according to that man, the Amar, Mikomakom Hocha Mutu, here you'd be allowed to do this for the oven, Dolot Zorach Ocho Nefesh, because you're doing this for Ocho Nefesh, which we said, L'chatchila should be good. And the two reasons that we said it's not allowed to be done, even though it's Ocho Nefesh, don't apply here. Ushnei Atom and the two reasons that we gave why you shouldn't be able to do this on Yontif, Lo Shaychin Gabi Efer, they don't apply to Efer. What are those two reasons? So number one, Shari Meir of Yontif, Lo Yoav Shalo, Legabel. You couldn't have done this on Erev Yontif. She Efer Eno Machzik by Musyavish. The Efer certainly is not going to hold the water in and dry up and become a seal. So that certainly is no good. And therefore, you couldn't have done it before Yontif. And number two, Vatam Shani, the Mechzik Magabel Abinyan. It looks like you're building for a bricks over here. Gam Kelo Shechem Efer. Nobody thinks you're going to take this ashes and make it into bricks because it's not going to have permanence. Shane Magablin Efer Abinyan. Everybody knows that. Vakuli Yama Yodil Tzor Chatanu Mechem La. And therefore, it's clear that you're doing for the Tanner. So neither of the two reasons why you can't be Magabel mud would apply with the Efer. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikomakum, im yesh lo tit megubal, if you have mud that's already prepared, also legabel efer biyanta, then don't use the ashes. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, v'yesh kasul lahachmir, there are those even more machmir, begibel efer biyantiv, to not allow you to go mix even the ashes on yantiv. V'yafu bisha ain't okay, mikor din, even though technically there's really no reason to do so, he does bring down, you can rely upon the mekilim, but he says, anybody that is machmir, tovo olav bracha. Because of Mayri Be'efer, Shisiko Meir of Yontif, Deno Muksa. Obviously, he's talking about ashes that were made before Yontif started. Ukidel and Simon Tov Tzadiches, Sif Tesvab. Because if they were formed on Yontif, then it's Nolad. And even if you don't hold from Muksa on Yontif, nevertheless, Nolad, most opinions hold from. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Zayin and today's Shir.